Report, Ak would love to get rid of her Tesla following Twitter feud with Elon Musk. By Ethan Lechtman on May 26, 2022. Tesla owner Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, would love to swap out her Tesla Model 3 for another electric vehicle. Ev, almost a month after her Twitter feud with Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Bloomberg News reported. The New York Congresswoman purchased her Model 3 in the midst of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic in October 2020 to commute between her district and Washington, D.C. At the time, it was the only EV that could get me from New York to Washington on like one or one and a half charges, Ocasio-Cortez told Bloomberg News. However, almost 1 month after her Twitter confrontation with Musk following the announcement of his intention to purchase Twitter, Ocasio-Cortez is indicating an interest in ditching her Tesla. I would love to switch, Ocasio-Cortez told the outlet, adding that she is interested in purchasing an EV manufactured by unionized workers. Ocasio-Cortez's options would be limited, as the only two domestic union-manufactured electric vehicles are the Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck and the Chevrolet Bolt, Bloomberg News noted. The Bolt was also available for purchase in 2020, the outlet noted. As Breitbart News reported in April, Musk, in a seemingly satirical reply, accused Ocasio-Cortez of hitting on him in a reply to her tweet that fumed about a billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally owning a social media platform. "Stop hitting on me, I'm really shy," Musk responded to Ocasio-Cortez, with a blushing emoji. "I was talking about Zuckerberg, but okay." The New York congresswoman responded to Musk in what appears to be a now-deleted tweet. She proceeded, in another tweet, to again accuse the billionaire of having ego problems. This is not the first time Ocasio-Cortez and her Tesla have made headlines. The Washington Free Beacon reported in May 2021 that the congresswoman apparently parked her Model 3 vehicle illegally at a Whole Foods parking lot located in an affluent area of Washington, D.C. Despite the Green New Deal's House sponsors' insistence that Americans need to switch to EVs, even her fellow New Yorkers appear to be apprehensive about her demands. As Breitbart News reported in April, less than 1% of the 1.9 million registered passenger vehicles in the city are zero emissions. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.